Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Alrighty, folks, before we dive into this episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Nothing like the sound of crisp quality. And speaking of quality, Peak Productions deliver top-notch videography to elevate your business social media game.
Absolutely. They create videos that not only look fantastic, but also drive real engagement from promos to storytelling. Peak Productions has the magic touch.
So, if you want to stand out online, hit up Peak Productions. Trust us, you'll love it, the results, just as much as I love this beer.
Yeah, check them out at www.peakproductions.com.au or check out their socials and let them take your brand to the next level.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, God.
Yes, he is. Yeah. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. I'm Barney. To my left is my partner in crime, Stiffy. How the fuck are you, bros?
Fucking good, mate. For a Sunday morning, I'm good, 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 good.
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Mate, we've got a special guest on too. We should introduce him, yeah?
Yeah, fucking oath.
So we've got Jaden the Wrath.
Wraith.
We did just go through that before. Wraith. Right on, mate. How are you, bud?
I'm good, bro.
That is good. So we've actually got a couple of things we do before we actually get too further into it. We're going to have a beer.
Oh, fucking
you want a beer? Are. Let's have a beer.
I'm going to crack. I'm going to get that fridge door open for you, bros. Let me sort that shit out because I... Oh, the buttons have changed. What a fucking joke that is. Anyone out there that's been a long-time listener, we've actually fixed our mixer. It had a drinking problem, and I pretty much simply put it, I fucked the mixer, the Roadcaster.
You did, mate. You pretty much fucking drowned it.
So this is a new episode with the brand new Roadcaster, and the buttons are on the wrong spot. But not wrong spot, just a different spot.
Different spot. So we're going to have a bit of a crack off. You go first there, mate. That was piss poor.
No, I reckon it was piss poor too. Ooh, bit of froth. Oh, yeah, that was sad. Yeah. Fucking beat that one.
Righto, Jaden. Crack yours, mate.
Righto.
See if you can win.
Righto.
You win a hat if you beat us.
I'll just bash you for a hat.
Yeah. Just steal it. Just fucking steal it.
I think you have to bash him because the crack was shit.
Yeah, the crack was shit. So, yeah, fucking bashing it is. Actually, Stiffy loves getting bashed around the ring.
Cheers,
so.
Boys.
It's, do I?
Yeah, apparently so. I don't know. That's
where the fuck did you hear that from?
Word on the streets, mate. So today we're drinking a Great Northern Super Crisp because it's Jaden's drink. So
and I don't mind.
Actually, it's a bit of a go-to, isn't it?
I had two of these at the V last night.
We did two?
Or might be three.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to the V.
Over 4 hours. So yeah.
Mate, they should get on board. We should.
They should do, mate. Yeah.
You know what? We had a meeting at the V there last night, and that's it's a country pub, right? Mm. But it just suits our style, doesn't it?
Our style. There was a couple of different people in there, though, wasn't there?
Yeah.
We'll get around there's to that
some,
later.
Some bar rats.
The bar rats and those couple of chicks that look like they should have been in the city.
Fuck, I thought it was going to the fucking...
Yeah, on OnlyFans or something like that.
So. Crazy horse down the Gold Coast. Yeah,
it did look a bit crazy horse, didn't it? In both ways, too. Yeah. So. Anyway, fucking that's enough about fucking what we've done.
Yeah,
so.
Fucking oath.
Jaden, mate, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Mate, absolute pleasure. So I know Jaden through work. Got a few colourful stories that he can sort of sit down and tell us. A former fighter.
Yep.
Not fighting anymore.
No. Definitely not my body.
Mate, start us off. Go back. We'll rewind. So you obviously grew up in Melbourne.
Yes. Yep. I'm a Victorian.
Victorian. We won't hold that against him, though. So
Mexican to you people.
Yeah.
But prior to that, I'm just a typical kid.
Yep. Like, kind of a kid I've seen on a TV show. Your mother didn't actually go in as far as that, calling you kind of a kid or anything like that. But
yeah,
apparently you had a few dramas.
My mother is very proper with her wording. Using that word in particular, she would not do
it. Do you reckon that's just an older generation thing? Like, because my mum and dad, especially my mum, she uses big words that sometimes I don't understand.
Oh, no. My mother's the black sheep of the family. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Like her side, rough as guts, like great.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
gotcha.
True blues, like...
Good salt of the earth people.
Oh, yeah. And then my mother's the black sheep, like...
So is her brothers and sisters, like your uncles and aunties, are they prim and proper, but she's the... Or is the whole family like a black sheep family?
No, I think of your... Aussie drunk. Just fun. Like,
just a good old yobbo. Like,
yeah, pretty much. But the great.
Well, shout out to you.
Yeah. And then my mum, I call my mum hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity. Shout out to you, hoity-toity.
Yeah, hoity-toity.
Yobbo. Well, we'll have to get her on one day for a drink. Sounds like fun.
when she, like where I used to live, she lives inner city suburbs.
Yep.
And then I used to say she used to come out to... The outer burbs. The outer burbs to see the peasants.
Right. So being a Victorian, where would that geographically be? Like if you're describing going out to the outer burbs?
I was southeastern suburbs.
Southeastern. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. Is that over near Wetherill Park?
Nah, Pakenham.
Pakenham. Yeah, gotcha.
Narre Warren, Berwick.
Yeah,
around
gotcha.
That area.
Yep.
I'm not a big Melbourne sort of person. I know a few places, the casino and...
Airport.
In the airport. obviously why we got you on, you were a professional fighter.
I was.
Talk us through that, mate. So obviously you got to go through the amateur thing. Actually, let's go back to start. What actually got you into boxing? Where was the fighting?
So prior to all of that, I was a shit of a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Tried school.
Yep.
And then, so got to 16, I got kicked out of home. I was just a shit. And then, do you want me to suck on it?
If you're watching on Patreon, you can actually see Stiffy just punch Jaden in the nose with the microphone.
So, long story short, 16, kicked out of home.
Yep.
Went and lived down in another shithole called Latrobe Valley on my own. I was down... My uncle had a motorbike accident, so disabled, wheelchair, whatnot.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't go live with my grandparents because it was too much.
Yep.
I lived down the road from them in a little flat, but I was 16, so I was on my own from then in the big wide world.
To be 16 and sort of have no... parental sort of guidance and shit like that, I would definitely find myself in some shit.
Don't get me wrong, I was financially supported.
Yeah.
Like, so I still have, like, my family's great. Like, if I'm in shit, they'll bail me, which they probably shouldn't have.
Yeah.
They should have just let me rot, but they didn't. Mum.
Well, that's what family do, right?
That's it. Yeah. But I still had to learn things without parental guidance.
Yeah.
Like, from day to day.
Yeah.
And then, like, it just came down to, like, cooking, cleaning, shopping. Like, when I first moved down there, I tried going back to school. So, for the first 6 months of being on my own, I still went to school every day.
Yeah, right.
Like, I caught the train to school. I still tried.
Yeah. That shows that you know, your headspace was still in a good space because, you know, being you're not living at home, but you're still dedicated to do things.
I did try.
Yeah.
Did it work out? No.
Yep.
Like that was
Every 16-year-old boy. I remember when I was 16-year-old. 15, 16. I think 16-year-old, is that 11, grade 11, grade 12?
I was year 11.
Yeah, I didn't even go to grade 11. I'm out.
I've got a year 8 pass. That's my highest grading in school. I went to, when I tried going back in year, so I did year 9. I got expelled like 3/4 of the way through the year.
Yeah.
So... Well, not expelled. I got asked to leave. So it's on my record, my school record. And then year 11, it was I was doing VC, surprisingly, not VCAL. So I actually got a brain on me.
Yeah.
As much as people don't think so. But I was doing year 12 math.
Yeah.
I was like, fine. But it just, I was just a little shit.
Yeah. Well, which every, you know, we've all got that little shit in us.
Yeah.
I remember back in high school, I think it was grade 8 or something, when you said you were going really well.
Yeah.
I think the only fucking, what was it, A plus or a, whatever it used to be back then, was Japanese.
Yeah, I got an A Japanese grade.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And you know what? I think it was because when I coloured in the fucking Japanese flag, I kept the red inside the circle.
And the white had, the white was already a piece of white paper.
Nothing to do with the
fucking
language.
Stuff.
It was like, oh, I kept it in the circle.
Fucking and that was with crayons. Yeah. What's your favourite tasting crayon, Stiffy?
Oh, it's got to be the red one.
Oh, I'm the yellow one every day, so.
Fucking Jesus.
Hey, Jaden's going, what the fuck have I walked into here? But yeah, so 16, moved in, tried school. School wasn't for you. So day-to-day life after that. So what sort of...
I went and got... So when school didn't work out, I went to TAFE. So I went and got my Cert 2 in engineering just to...
Yeah.
Think keep the Centrelink coming into the bank account.
More of a hands-on sort of kid as well.
Yes, of course. Yeah. I had to keep the Centrelink coming in too, so I had to be doing something.
Yep.
So I did that. I completed that. And then for some reason, it was like, couldn't get a job for an apprenticeship, doing an engineering trade. It took me... So in that time of limbo, like that's when the drugs...
Yep.
Partying every weekend, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't like, it was more experimental, like try marijuana, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't like, oh, I was like looking for it.
You didn't go straight to heroin or anything like that.
Nah. It was just random weekend shit as a 16-year-old causing trouble.
And that's it. I think it's the time, if you've got plenty of time on your hands, then you could fucking, you get yourself in trouble. I was pretty occupied as a kid, and I'm pretty fucking grateful for the for that as well, because I don't know where I would have ended up either. So But I definitely wasn't on my own at 16.
Mm. No, I think
that
we're all
would have
in
been
that.
A lot of fucking. I reckon that would have been a whole different story. I reckon.
like I said, I wasn't on my own at 16. Like I was living alone.
Yeah.
Financially, I was supported, so it wasn't like I was on the street.
Yeah.
Mm.
Financially, I was luckily supported, but I was still learning the day-to-day stuff on my own. So that was...
It would have been awesome in a way where you're just like, oh, don't worry about the laundry today, she'd be right. And then you run, and next week you run out of clothes. You're like...
Ah, see, you learn very... I was very different. Yep. You learn bloody quick. So... At the start, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, when I live on my own, I'm going to have parties, blah, blah, blah. Fuck.
That's what I'm thinking.
Fuck no. I remember once I was just being lazy with, you know, kids and dishes.
Like, kitchen sink's full.
I remember I left, you know, the chicken bags, the bags of chicken you buy.
Yeah, the old Bachelor's handbag.
I remember I left one of them on the bench for a few days, and then when I went to clean it up, maggots and shit. From then on, I was I learned my lesson.
Don't leave food out.
So from then on, it was clean. And then I had like a once a week routine of.
Yep.
But then when it came to having friends over, and you know, you're like, oh, party, blah, blah. Yeah. Nah, fuck no. It was, I made a rule. It was, I go to parties.
Don't bring the party home.
I have the pre-drinks with my circle
at
my joint, just because there's no parents there. We can do whatever we want. And then from there, we'd go, and then we'd have somewhere to go to after. But it was never, I never had them. Yeah. Nah.
Go trash someone else's house party, because I did a lot of that back in the day. Let's go out, righto, where we going? Don't know, but we'll work that out later, bruv.
Yeah. Well, it's starting to sound like you're actually a sensible young fella, so, yeah.
Yeah, to a point. Neck minute. What was it? So I blame two people. So I got to 17. I was still on my own. And then, like, you started experimenting. Like, it started off with marijuana and then ecstasy pills.
Yep.
Yep.
Good old Carl Williams was around at the time down in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So there was plenty of pills going around. Right. Then he got so if you want to go on the news side of things, it's he got locked up, pills went dry.
Yeah.
So all us young yobos are looking for the next best thing. So ice was the next best thing.
Yep.
Like bang for buck at that time. You've only got pocket money. Like,
yeah, yeah.
What are you gonna start it on that? And then you realize Friday night you go out. It's like you got that, but you're still going Saturday. You're like, yeah, oh, you're still, just keep going, keep. And yeah. Then it rolls on to the next day, and then on the next day,
and next minute it's Christmas, and yeah,
one sleep till Christmas. Yeah, yeah. We used to say, like,
and that was January 1st.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. And then, what do you mean? It was December 26th.
One more sleep. Yeah. Just one more sleep.
But yeah, so it rolled on. It just kept rolling.
Yep.
And then just snowballed from there, and then it became a habit. You just didn't want to.
So what sort of time frame? So what age was that till when you sort of
so went, when it got
this fucked?
When it started, like when I had the first taste, I was 17. And then during between 17 to just before I turned 21, so the October before I turned 21, in that time frame it just went from a little snowball to
a bigger one, bigger one. Yeah. Mate, that's fucking that
was nearly an apprenticeship. That's 17, 21. That's 4 years.
I ended up getting an apprenticeship at 19 during that time.
During that, yeah.
But so right. I lost functioning
it.
Fucking...
I lost it during...
During the...
Yeah.
I was the other apprenticeship.
Fitting and turning apprenticeship.
Yep.
Like trying to lathe and shit. Like I should be dead. Like,
yeah, fuck, a bit going on there. Yeah. There's a lot of spinny things.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like, but everything's in slow motion. Oh man, like
it's 2600 RPM.
Fuck, this fucking can work, can't he? Look at him. He's fucking been here for 24 hours.
Yeah, yeah. But I'd do everything in one shift. no sleep. No, so week in one shift. No worries.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
but it was crazy. But a lot of learning in that time. There was
it would have been
not life lessons.
Yeah.
So you've got kids that. The story continues from there, but say you get people that are 40, 50 years old and they've lived a straight and narrow life and haven't experienced anything, and then they'll be like, I've got more life experience than 40, 50-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
In the wrong things, of course, but I can still say at 33 I've lived.
Yeah. Well, like, mate, I've known you because of work and shit like that. Mate, you're a decent human, so it's...
To your face.
Yeah.
It says that so well, too.
Fucking straight up. Fucking kick me in the ass. So, yeah, right now. Anyway, you can fuck off now. See you, boy. Yeah, so there was that part of the life. So then when did the fighting career come in? When was it?
So at the end of the addiction, just before I called it, like, quits.
Yep.
It was I had an incident with the girlfriend at the time, stepfather, where I could have killed the man.
Yep.
I went looking for her, couldn't get a hold of her, blah blah blah. Went to her house, stepdad answered. Of course they're not gonna tell me. I was coming down, like,
yep.
Of course you're not gonna tell some junkie looking dude where your stepdaughter is. And then it turns out she was just at her best friend's house.
Yeah.
We're just fighting, so she didn't want to talk to me. Fair enough.
Yep.
But he ended up saying something about my mum's, something like, oh, your mum should be disgraced for raising scum like you. And it just triggered me.
Trigger.
So I went to the ute. I went to my ute and grabbed a 2-pound ball peen hammer.
Yeah. Oh, fuck off.
I came back and then he was standing in the door. I swung it at him. He managed to thankfully shut the door. In the way, so I left a 2-pound hammer hanging out the door.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, the second I hit, and then I looked, I took a step back and I looked, I went, ooh, fuck.
Oh, that's
like,
not right.
Oh, yeah, so
yep.
I walked to my car and I was like, I'm not, I literally lived around the corner. I lived 150 metres down the road. I'm like, I'm not going home. I'm just going to sit in my car and wait for the cops to come because they'll kick my door in if.
Yep.
So I just sat there and waited. Like, so that was the big... Like,
okay, this is
the defining moment.
This is the moment of fuck. There's a bit going on.
So I ended up getting charged with something to do with the weapon. I don't remember exactly. And threatening to burn his house down. I was just saying dumb shit.
Yeah.
But so that happened. And then I did it maybe once or twice more. I don't remember. But I remember waking up one morning, went out of piss. And then I stopped, went to wash my hands. But as I looked in the mirror, I just went, I'm fucking done. Yeah, right. I literally went, I'm done.
Yep.
I called my mum.
Yeah.
And then I rang mum and I said, Mum, I'm done. I want help. Like, she knew.
Straight away.
I don't know how, but like, when you tell, it's like, Mom, I don't have a problem. Like, I'm fine. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And blah, blah, blah. But, and then as much as they tell you, get off, you need help. And you're like, nah, I'm all right, I'm fine. What are you on about? And then this time, this one time, I just went, Mum. I don't know. It must be a motherly thing.
Oh, I think it's probably something that she was waiting for as well. As in, like, it's
I don't know, but she didn't even question it.
No, no, that's what I mean. Like, just, it's just like, okay, what do you need?
Yep. So we sorted that. And then we're going through all that court, blah, blah, blah at the time. And then, but I got off. So the first 2 weeks was an intense time of my life. I locked myself in my room at my house.
Yep.
Because, we skipped the whole thing. I moved back up to the suburbs into the townhouse, still living on my own because my job was back up there that I got.
Yep.
So I was locking myself in my room. Mum would bring me food every day. I couldn't leave the house. Like, I was...
Yeah, right. Like, withdrawals.
Yeah.
Is that something you you decided yourself to just go, you know what, I'm staying in the room? Or is that just something that naturally happened?
Paranoid.
Yeah, paranoid. So, paranoid. Yeah.
I remember once I called my mum saying, Mum, there's someone here. She goes, it's like, I go, what do you mean? She goes, I can hear the letterbox. She goes, it's the postman.
Yeah.
Where I was on
Yeah.
I remember playing FIFA a lot on my PlayStation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know how controllers vibrate?
Yes.
Yeah, I was the vibration for the controller.
Oh, wow.
I was vibrating just the controller shaking, with the shaking and stuff that. But it was a whole fucking experience. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's probably good that you remember that, because that's obviously the fucking go-to, I'm fucking not going back there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be that person anymore.
And then from then on, so once I got sort of mentally okay, I found weights gym.
Yep.
Started moving. I had a friend take me to a weights gym. Started going there. And then, and during that time, I started studying to be a PT.
Yep.
So I got my Cert 3 personal training. I got my Cert 4 in small business.
Yep.
So I was moving. Yeah, along. I kept moving.
Yep.
Then my coach, who ended up being my coach, went to that gym. I had a friend at that gym introduce me in that. It's like, oh, you should come. And I'm like, anxious is like long lasting effect of the drugs.
Yeah.
The anxiety. I was like, you're going to have to take me there because I won't. Being a fight gym, it's a very alpha environment.
Yep.
It's going to have to take me. So I got babied into the place and then I fell in love with it. I got obsessed. Like, you do what's called when you walk. So I got to the gym eventually while doing my study and all that stuff for the personal training and whatnot. And I still had that court case going on.
Oh, right.
I still had that.
You had a bit going on.
It was kept getting adjourned. Yeah. And then, so when I first started, it wasn't long from when I started at the martial arts gym that court happened. But we got to the gym, and then you do what we called an intake. So it's like you learn the fundamentals, the very basic. You do six, coach teaches you the very basics over 6 weeks, then you go into the actual classes.
Right.
He will tell you to this day, I'm the worst thing he's ever seen walk into that class. Oh, man. Like,
he's going to need some work this month.
Two left feet and Bambi. Like,
right.
Yeah.
I think that's what I would be too. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, and then we had Not long after that. So I was there. I made a new home for myself.
Yep. Like, so what age was that, so to give a timeline?
So it was 20, just as I turned 23 or just before 23. Say the December I did the filled the paperwork and then the next starting of the new year after Christmas, boom, I was there at 23.
Yep.
So that's when I first walked in at 23.
Yep.
Then I had court not long after that. So I had mum save my ass there. They were going to conviction, blah, blah, blah. And she said, he's done all this study, certificates, proof on the paper. And she goes, if you give him a conviction, he may as well forget all that and go straight back to what he was doing.
Mate, that's pretty true. And obviously, you've made the adjustments to make your life better and you're bettering yourself and everything. So
with that, I got my mum said, I remember mum standing up to the judge and saying, you give him this, he may as well go back. Like, you've just ruined everything he's tried to show that he's fixed himself.
Yeah, how true.
And then it was said, by all means, punish him. Fucking slap him, with punishment.
Yeah.
Don't convict him on paper otherwise. So I got lucky in that regard. I got suspended sentence. So I did jail time at home. But with no conviction, which is fucking unheard of. So I had mum save my future.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be good anyway. So you don't get all that unwanted sex you get in prison and shit. So
might have been wanted, but. And then we got past that. I kept cruising on. I got into the personal training at that gym.
Yep.
And then the fire career just started. I turned a negative addiction
into a positive.
And you hear it so often too, don't you? So people that have sort of have those problems go from one extreme to the next.
Oh yeah, I'm obsessive compulsive. If I find something that I love, I won't stop.
Yep.
So I started going twice a day. And then I used to I was still the biggest spud. Fuck, I was bad. and then I remember I used to ask him when I got, say, 3-4 months in, and then I started asking the fighters, because you'd have the fighters are trained first, and then you'd have the intermediate class, then you'd have the beginner class at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah.
I used to get in there early. So when the fighters finished, I used to ask one of them, I go, can we spar? Well, intermediate classes on, mind you, this was 130 kilo super heavyweight.
Holy fuck!
He babied me around, but he was the. I used to nag him. I became that obsessed. I was like, I don't care if you drop me. He just touched me around, touched me up, it was taking a piss. But that's the obsession. I just became obsessed.
So you're talking two times a day,
I trained twice a day.
Yeah, right.
I started getting private lessons.
Yep.
From the one-on-one lessons from the coaches.
Yeah, wow.
And then I'd do the nighttime classes. Yep. And then I'd start, just snowboard. I just kept going and going. And eventually I actually started getting.
So 23, so when was your first fight? So how long did it actually take to go from the day you walked in to actually going in front of
15 months.
15 months.
I had my first fight.
Yep.
And then...
And is this just boxing or is this...
No, kickboxing.
It's kickboxing.
I did a mixture of all of it.
Yeah.
So within 18 months, say by the 2-year mark of walking into that gym, I turned pro.
Yeah, right.
So in 2 years.
Within, I don't know the exact.
Yeah.
So I had, I think all up, I had 17 amateur fights.
Before 2 years,
I had... So maybe just after, give or take.
Whatever.
I don't remember. I've been hitting the head too many times.
Yeah.
So we had, what was it? I had 16 amateur fights before I turned pro, won them all.
Yep.
I was just.
Wow.
I was no talented man.
But you got the job done.
Got the job. I was tough as fuck.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be arrogant about something, I was tough as fucking nails. If my coach said, you got to fight that girl, man, I'll fucking floor her.
Yep.
If she's got the balls to stand in front of me in the ring, not on the street or nothing, but in the ring context, if you put if she was game enough to stand in front of me in the ring, man, I'll floor her.
Yeah.
Like, in that context.
Yeah,
in like,
the, yeah.
I just didn't care. Like, and then I used to start sparring heavies with that 130-kilo guy.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Nah.
That's going to teach you lessons.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. I used to stand. I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Might call it stupidity. But so I won 16 amateurs. But it wasn't 16 different fight nights. I used to fight twice in one night.
Wow.
Three times in one night. I think the most I did was three times in a... But one more.
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't...
Go again.
Yeah. Just fucking...
Yeah, I didn't care. Like, whatever my coach said at the time, it was Bible.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay. Like, yep, whatever. I was just a little attack dog. Yeah. Like, I'd just come and bite your ankles.
So what was it like moving from amateur to pro? Like, is there a big difference or is it...
I remember my first
one. A little
one.
Bit more time.
I think... Because there's no, like... credentials to be able to go pro. You just go and do. You could walk into a pro show.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
And go, but it's to your own detriment. Like
100% it would
get physically fucking hurt.
Yeah.
You just go do medicals and whatnot and then put your name in for a show and they match you.
Yeah.
So I remember that. And then it was, I don't know, I think I did a lot of amateurs because we call it ring time.
Yep.
So the very first fight that I had, I don't remember it. Like my amateur, my very first, I don't remember it.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Just, you get what's called an adrenaline dump.
Yep.
And then, like, you just, all I remember is this is your third and final round, like, in the microphone.
Yeah.
That's all I remember. And then by the time the first pro fight came, it was like, I'm used to it. I'm used to the crowd. I'm used to the, the only thing that was different was there was no shin pads and the smaller gloves.
Yeah.
That's the only.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I got so it's like an apprenticeship, really, the sort of the amateur and then moving up into pro. Pretty much. A full-time tradie.
Yeah.
So.
And then from that, I did, I had eight, I think it was seven or eight pro fights.
Yep.
And then in a row, I was undefeated until then. And then I think it was my ninth that came across. So by then it was 25th fight overall. So whatever, 16 to whatever that is. My 25th fight, I came up against someone. That was the day I lost. So I was 27 by then. So I did it was in my fourth year mark.
Yep.
Yep.
It was on my 25th fight. I was undefeated. For every single one of them.
Yeah. So in that undefeated period, before we go into a bit further down the career, that the feelings that you get when you win a fight, and are you just then
king
looking for the next fight?
No, king. You enjoy it. So fighting, I'll tell you straight up, fighting's a shit life. It is fucking horrible.
Yeah.
So you fight, like you give up everything, social life, everything, blah, blah, blah. And then you've got, what's it called? You get a week break. But if your next fight's like 4 weeks away, you keep training.
Oh, because yeah.
But if you get the opportunity to maybe not have one for 2 to 3 months away from that fight.
And have a little break.
You get a week off. The coach will give you a week off. You get to enjoy it for a week. And then the day you walk back in for the next training session, never happened.
It never happened.
Yeah.
It's in history. It's there, but it's...
No. Yeah, you just...
It's...
Nothing.
You're now focusing towards the next
one.
Even
the people that were there was like, oh, what's the next one? It's forgotten.
Yeah, right.
Like, so it's a shit. I was that guy that used to go with friends to dinner, but I took my own food to the restaurant.
Yeah, that would be tough. That would be.
I was that guy.
Real tough.
In my head, when you win a fight, like something, you know, and you're proud of it, and everyone's around and you're proud of it, I would have thought just that'd be something you speak about in the gym for a while afterwards.
For a week.
Yeah, right.
For a week, or now that I'm retired.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I remember that time. It's like, now it's spoken about.
Yeah, yeah. But
at the time, it was what's next.
Yeah, yeah.
But right. Now
and that, yeah, I get and focus on the next.
Now there's no more next, so it's you focus on
yeah
what gotcha. Was. Yeah. So
yep.
And then I think in that time I won only one title. Like wasn't I just chased fights. Like yep. I didn't care about. So I debuted at my pro at the weight of 70 kilos. I remember standing in for my pro debut.
Wow.
69.95.
Yep.
I'm 6'2".
Yeah, yep. Yeah, you so far out.
What are you now? What sort of weight are you now?
About 95 yep. to 100.
Yep. So that's a big change, oh, isn't it?
Wife's a chef.
Yeah. Yeah. In yeah. a good paddock.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so we ended up going from weighing in at 70 kilos. Well, I used to cut weight. We figured out how to cut weight.
Yep.
So I used to say cut weight, stand on the scales under 70, but step into the ring at 80.
Wow.
The next day.
Holy hell.
That yeah. is... Yeah. So, how?
Dehydration.
Just, that's it.
Yep.
And, but that's as do you think the industry's changing now, like towards that? Like, is there a lot...
We did it very good. I had two times where I should have gone to hospital.
Yep.
that was a bad cut. Yeah. I think we narrowed down to a point, what a good cutting system was. So, I didn't do saunas. So I did hot baths.
Yep.
So you keep your brain cold. That's your computer. That's your motor.
Yep.
So if you keep that cold and fanned, you can torture the rest of your body.
Yeah.
As long right. as your head's all right. But in the wow. sauna, your head's the same temperature as your body. Like you don't want that. So you used to set the bath up. So you know when you're washing the dishes, you put your hand in the water.
Yep.
And then if you hold it still, it doesn't burn.
Yep.
Like it's hot. It's
yeah,
bearable.
Yeah, you start
the second
around.
You move it, you're like, ah, fuck
yeah,
it that.
Starts burning.
Yep. That's how hot you want the bath.
Wow.
So getting in is torture.
Yep.
But once you get settled, you're like, yep, I'm in. So then it's...
Wow. Yeah.
But yeah, we used to do...
It's so tough on the body, isn't it?
There's a whole thing. Like you got to do carb depletion, salt depletion, like sodium depletion. Like
So, yeah, because salt makes you hold water, doesn't yes. it? So, you don't have and salt, then you'll lose the water.
Then you got what's called glycogen depletion, which is you get, say, if you eat carbs, eat your carb, your body turns it into glycogen, which is the fuel for your body that it burns. The glycogen you don't burn turns into fat.
Fat, yeah.
So, you got to do glycogen depletion. So, you do like a week of no carbs.
No carbs.
Broccoli.
Yeah.
And no sodium. So no salt on your food.
Yeah.
And then you do 10 days of, water loading. So you do like a pyramid of, say, minimum 2, minimum 4, minimum 6, minimum 8, minimum 10 litres a day.
A day.
And then you pyramid back down. And on the last day, you got to, before the 24-hour mark, before stepping on the scales, you got to have your last sip of that 2 litres that you're allowed to have.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a whole... It's
yeah,
a whole,
that's...
It's a science. Whole, yeah, it's a whole, yeah, it's a science.
It's a calculated science method. So when you're getting on that scale, you are right down on the bottom part of the pyramid.
Yes, yes.
And your body's like fucking
so you trick
rate of everything.
You trick your body into pissing. So the fastest way to lose water
yep.
isn't sweating it out.
Yeah,
it's pissing,
okay, it's pissing
yeah.
it out.
So you trick your body. It's like so your body's built for survival. The more you eat, the quicker your body burns if you're active. But so it's the same with drinking. If you are drinking a lot, your body goes, I know I'm going to get some in 5 minutes. I'll let it go.
Yeah.
And then same again. And then so you've tricked it into thinking it's going to constantly get some. I can keep like letting it go.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you don't drink much during the days, your body actually holds onto it because it goes, I don't know when I'm going to get my next lot of water.
Yep. Yeah. So makes sense, doesn't it?
Just,
it makes sense.
Yeah, it's just, it's scientifically yeah. easy. But you just got to think your body's a survival, just adapts to survival. Yeah,
it knows what it's doing.
So
it's
that pyramid, I'm just thinking about that water intake having, like that pyramid where you get to 8 litres a day, then 10 litres a day, then yeah. back to 8 litres a day. Those 3 days, fuck, you were drinking a lot of water.
Yeah. So the trick was litre an hour. So when the hour ticked over, you skull half of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And
so then for the hour, you've only got. Yep. Half a litre to drink.
So yep. try and get, yep.
I found that's what worked for me.
Yeah, like, get rid of a heap at the
it
start.
It was fucking
yeah.
hard.
Like, yeah, yeah. Just, but those 3 days, that's a lot of water.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Nah, four days.
Oh, 4 days.
It goes 8, 10, 10, 8.
Oh, there's 2 tens.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
And you're constantly going to the toilet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
That sounds like the weekend at the Alpha Blokes Fight.
Yeah, right. Alcohol.
I was
and piss.
Doing that with
you fit
with
that
beer,
in. No worries. Yeah.
Oh, it's like that when you're drinking piss. Like, yeah. You know, the second you have your first one.
Yep.
And then through the night, you're just constantly going. It's the same.
Yeah, it's the same.
It's
thing.
Like the same in a way without the alcohol.
Yeah, without. Yeah, it's fluid intake, right?
Yeah, but it's a whole thing. Then
so talking about fluid intake and taking a piss, it's piss time.
And we need another beer.
Yep, hang on.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favors, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life. Oh, fuck, I needed that bit.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So dire. I think it was all the talk about the water lighting.
Yeah, and the bladder was getting a bit fucking, hey, you're talking about pissing, can't
you? You'll start wanting to piss more now.
Oh, 100%. I'm fucked now, so.
Well, talking about piss.
Yeah, let's get another one.
Righto. Fucking open that fridge, Buzz. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not a bad crack.
That Bundy cans have got way better crack.
Yeah, we found like Bundaberg rum cans have fucking real good crack.
I can't drink rum.
You can't?
Nah. All right, I'll see if I'll make up for the last one.
Yeah, you better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's fucking
sweat one too.
Sprayed me.
All right, so where are we up to, lads?
Mate, we're up to doing a bit of water shedding, I was going to say, but...
water sports.
Yeah. Water sports.
that was amazing to go, you said, like almost 10 kilos difference. Like your pyramid scale, you'd get down to 70 kegs, you know, like...
Yeah, at the start of the... But we started learning the water cutting as amateurs.
Yep.
So you started cutting as amateurs. So when the pro time come, you're already used to it.
Yeah. Yep.
So
you didn't have to...
You're preparing for...
Yeah.
So when you turn pro, your amateur record means fuck all. No one gives a shit about that.
Yep.
And also, like you said too, you're also, it's not just that, you're also missing out on so much on life because you can't fucking do this, you can't.
Oh, yeah, I said, I was that guy that took food to the restaurant, took my own food to the restaurant. Like,
but how's it one extreme to the other? Being that you couldn't, the food and the alcohol, that just steered you away from the drugs and total. It's just you're building your body to go into battle for
sport. I went from... like 0 to 100, like, and I still live life like that.
Yeah,
it's more. I went from drop kick to professional athlete.
Yeah,
like, I don't know how else.
You obviously always had it in your.
That's the brain power. That's just that.
I just turned obsession into positive instead of. But back to the thing. It was so 27. I had came to the negative part of the career. I ended up losing.
Yep.
So leading up to it, the pressure of being an undefeated fighter and whatnot, like you get a name for yourself in the fight world down there and whatnot.
Yep.
So in that time, like I'd fought people from all over the country. They flew some bloke in from Sydney and then some Turkish dude from Sydney, and I think I bashed him into last year. He didn't know where he was.
Yeah, right.
So you have highs and lows like that. I even won a Victorian title against a man named Minin Nachar.
Yep.
He is now a three. I can't keep up with this guy. He's a monster. He's now like a 3-4 time world champion now.
Yep.
Like, he's lost twice.
Yep.
In like 20 something pro fights.
Yep.
He's lost twice. One was in a tournament. He fought twice before that, and then he lost the last one. I don't count that. I beat him fresh.
Yep.
I was the only one he was fighting that night. I was the only one he had to worry about, and I beat that man fresh.
Yeah, right.
And he was a fucking monster.
Yep.
We met at a catch weight. He was a super heavyweight. I was coming up from 70 kilos, and we met at 84. So my career, I fought anywhere between 70 and 84.
Yeah.
Just so I could get fights.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just didn't care. And I fought him. I ended up beating him. I was his first loss.
Yep.
But I claimed to be his only loss because it's like a chip off.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm taking it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still in touch with him. Like, I tell him, I go, bro, you got to stop winning fights. You're going to have to start hiring people to carry your belts out. So, absolute monster of a man.
Yeah.
Like, but... Yeah, his other loss, I don't count it. Like, I beat him fresh. So,
that's a true loss.
That was the highlight of my career.
Yeah, we'll get him flogged around after three times and step in the ring again. Yeah. I can't imagine that. So, you'd be tired.
Oh, that was a good one. That's the only fight I've ever been cut. I had a cut above the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out my coach watched that fight in slow-mo three times. And he found out that I punched myself in the face.
So, you cut yourself.
Yeah, so I used to throw uppercuts, like, different.
Yep.
So I ended up slipping off his guard and with the thumb of the glove.
Oh, I just got myself.
I poked myself in the eye. That's the only cut I ever got in my whole career.
Wow.
I did it to myself. Yep. I was my own worst enemy. Like, that's it. Like, and that shows you how much of a spastic I would have been at the start of when I first walked into the gym.
Yep.
I was an absolute spastic.
Bambi. Like that. Oh, I reckon I'm going to try to make that name stick at work.
But I got so on the negative end. So that was my highlight, beating him. And the other highlight was I never blocked kicks. It's called checking. When you check kicks, you use your shin to block their kick. That's for bitches.
You just take it.
No, that's for bitches.
Yeah.
Checking's for bitches.
Yeah,
I tell all the boys that at the gym now. You're all bitches.
Yeah, right.
So I used to wear one. I was a counter fighter. I used to take one to give one.
Yep.
So I had my secret super weapon. The 130 kilo monster used to chop my legs. I used to just stand there and cop it. So it's just conditioning.
Conditioning. Yeah. So when you got a kick, you're just like, whatever. Yeah.
No, didn't care.
Go again, bros. No.
Yeah. And bear shin on bear shin. Bear shin on the leg.
I've actually got tears now.
I
tap my shins. I'm fucking hurt.
When I walk around the back of the car,
and knee on the road car seat before and started to fucking.
The toe ball fucking gets me shit, mate. I'm in the ground fucking crying like a
you'd
bitch.
You'd love it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd love it. Hit me again.
I'll just do another lap, will I? Around the car. Dunk. Fuck yeah.
And then, so at 27, I had the fight, the negative one. Came up against a bloke. He ended up beating me. I lost in a TKO, so I got dropped three times in one round. So the ref has to call it.
Yeah,
I got kneed in the face. I dropped. Punched solid. After that, he punched me in the face twice. Each time I dropped, I kept getting back up. Instant boom, like a bouncy ball.
Yep.
But still lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
After that, I disappeared for 3 years.
Oh, right.
It broke me.
So that it was one of the questions I wanted to ask. So, like, losing that fight, especially after winning so many, what was that? So mentally.
Leading up to it, I was mentally draining from the pressure of having to keep that name, undefeated guy. It's like if I lost, I'd lose it all. Like, I'd be a nobody again.
Yep.
And I've prior to my career, I was a nobody. I was a smoking Scotty Pippen, the glass barbecue.
Yep.
Like, I was a shit kicker. So I felt if I lose this, I'm done. Like, all this was for nothing. That's the mindset. So the pressure built up. And then you've got the isolation of that lifestyle and whatnot. So I cracked. I cracked. Yep. I'm man enough to admit that. Like, I cracked. The better man won. I've never made an excuse for losing that day. The better man won.
Yep.
Like, simple as that. Shit happens. But I broke. So I disappeared. I fell out with my coach. I just gone.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
And then... Yeah, so life changed. It was like I was no longer the fighter.
So what was that 3 year period? What was the next thing you were doing? As in, like, what kept you active?
So I could have turned, so it was a very teeter-totter time of my life. Back to drugs.
Yeah.
Because I was so depressed and whatnot, and I knew drugs would fix the depression at, while high.
Yeah.
I went and got an apprenticeship.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, wow.
Started an adult apprenticeship at 27.
Yep.
Became a boilermaker.
Yep.
So during that time, so I was in my third year. Someone put me back in touch with my coach because we're talking about it at the gym. I still went to gym every day. I still go to the gym every day before work. Yep. Don't care what time I start.
Yeah, I'll it was like 4 o'clock the other morning. You're at the gym.
Yeah, if I start at 4 o'clock at work, I'll be at the gym at two.
Yep.
Like,
I'll
go every morning.
Yeah.
It's routine.
Yeah.
But, and then after that fight, here's another good one. After that fight, mentally I was fucking lost. So I ended up getting a lot of things. The girlfriend at the time, she showed me this thing about autism. Like this list.
Ah.
I was like, fuck, I tick a lot of those fucking boxes. We went and seen, long story short, I went and seen someone. He goes, he was asking me questions, but it wasn't the, usually when you go to doctors, they ask you, it's like the scripted answers.
Yep.
Like scripted questions sorry.
Yeah.
This guy asked weird questions. He goes, I remember this one question. He goes, is there a food that isn't normal that you love?
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, yeah. He goes, what? And I go, olives. Oh. Like Spanish green olives?
Yeah.
As a kid, I used to eat a whole jar and then drink the oil.
Just, yeah.
I was just fucking...
Oh, wow.
But he goes, "Is my son's like that with pickles." And his son's autistic.
Yeah, right.
So I then got...
Yeah.
They referred me to somewhere. They only did kids' diagnosis, but he asked for a special... doctor favor.
Yeah.
I went and did the testing and stuff, so I ended up getting diagnosed with high functioning autism. So,
and that explained a lot. So did that just sort of check everything back from Lachor, go, that's why that's happened, that's why this has happened.
During my fight career, I used to get picked on for doing shit weirdly. I used to have my little routine of you can't, what did I call it? I used to call it can't mess with the juju.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, you just magic juju.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Before a fight, it was Candy Crush. My coach used to think I was weird. He probably still does. It's like,
right.
If he said, time to warm up, I'm like, nah, bro, I got to beat this. Like,
fucking.
Yeah. I'm on level 340, leave me alone.
Yeah. I think I got up to 2,000 and something.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, used to weird as fuck. Like, I was, nah, bro, leave me alone. Like,
yeah.
So we used to have to, make sure I... did my time perfectly to be able to get my stuff
bit of
done.
Crushing going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But shit like that.
That's
like
obviously just a mental thing, a mind games thing, because if there's a preparation that you're used to and everyone's different.
Yeah.
Everyone's different. But so
it answered a lot of questions about myself.
Yeah.
Like why I did things weirdly.
Yeah.
Like even with caramello koalas, feet first.
Feet first.
Eat them feet first.
Barney's got a feet fetish.
Just shit like that. Like little simple shit.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And then routine, structure, all that stuff. That's why martial arts worked for me. But then at 27, I got the answer. Like, I'm not... You got low functioning, high functioning. Low functioning being people that are really...
Got to wear the red earmuffs.
And the helmets. And got to be looked after day to day. I can function... I still function highly in life. So I'd like to think I'm like an Elon Musk, hopefully, one day with the money. But I doubt it.
And a rocket.
But people like that, like, it's superpowers. I just see the world differently to everybody else.
Like,
I love it. I reckon it's great.
But
I know if I've got a question about myself in regards to that, I know where to look because I've got the diagnosis of that. So it's just, then I got put on anti-anxiety medication, blah, blah, blah. Helps every day. I won't leave my house without them.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes I forget and then I get halfway through the day and I was like, fuck, I forgot because something's bothering me that shouldn't be bothering me. And I'm like, forgot my meds this morning.
Yeah, right.
Like, so if I look at his face when I'm at work, I'm like, fuck. But it's just shit like that. So I got that at 27. And then at 30, I was in my third year. So I got put in touch with my coach. After, like, I told a mate, I was like, bro, have you seen him? Like, I tell him I'm over this shit. Like, we're too fucking old, man. Like,
yeah.
So went and told him. He ended up calling me. I was like, bro, like, I want to come home. Like, I miss it. It was my home.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So I ended up going back. I had one more. And fuck, did that gym change when I came back. Holy fuck.
Yeah, right.
His, he was his partner at the time. She's pregnant. Like, his partner was pregnant,
yep.
Wife now. But fuck, he gone soft. Like, compared to when I was...
Oh, yep.
When it was my time. Yep. Like, so when I... Because when I was coaching and I was fighting before I left, all the boys that were the gen before, the gen now, I was the old man sparring all these young yep. kids that I used to coach.
Yeah, right.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, I feel like I'm bashing kids. Like, yeah. Mind you, they're not. I'm not bashing them. Like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
punching on with little kids that I yep. used to. So I was the old man. But I went back and I was like, my coach, so back in my day when I was fighting, the coach used to, if I said, oh, I'm a bit sore today, like, can I go easy? And he goes, no, he'd look at me and go, if you got hurt in a fight, would you ask them to
go easy on you?
Go easy on you because yeah. you're sore. And he goes, no, suck it up and keep yep. going. Like he'd make sure I'm fighting on my deathbed. But that's how he was back then.
Yeah.
And then none of this. And now what he does is weighs everybody in so they're all in similar weights within a few kilos of each other and they do heavy sparring. Fuck no, yeah. back then. Holy shit. 130 kilo Chris yeah. Khoury. It's oh, like yeah. you get in there, you spar him 12 yeah. rounds. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I yeah. didn't care.
Yeah.
I love that guy, but he's yeah. like, but fucking now and then. Yeah. Now the next generation, they're all fucking soft as shit.
Yes, they are. Like, but no, I don't want to box any of them, but it was it reminds me of one of the when I watched one of the YouTube videos with there was a young fella there that said, if you train me in 3 months' time, I will beat your ass.
Tristan.
And it didn't. He said it didn't work out.
No. So he was my OG. I call them, so the generation now, I still mentor them. I'm not a coach.
Yep.
Like, so I'll never, whatever the coach says, sometimes I fly down and I go watch the fights and then I come home.
Yep.
But I call them my bananas, absolute fucking space cadets, all of them.
Yeah.
There's four of them, but you've got, Tristan was the first one.
So he's still going now?
No, he's taking a break, yep. I think mentally. But it happens, yep. shit happens. But I used to... Like, I'm friends with his dad and whatnot. Like, every now and then I'll message his dad. I'll just slap him for me. If he's done something, just yeah. slap him for me. Like, and then he'll message you. He goes, what did I do? So I got a whole bunch of them. Then I got my I get so much kick out of picking on this kid. So his name's Bilal. He's a little Afghan. Talented freak. Like, genuinely, like, not the opposite to the Bambi I was. But I bully him into succeeding from yep. my point of view.
Yeah.
Right. So he's a Muslim kid. So he's got the beard and whatnot. But I tell him, I go, he goes, oh, I'm going to outdo your career easy. But so I make him eat his words. I go, righto. I go, make a bet with me. If you lose today, I'll shave your beard. So and he goes, oh. And I go, well, fuck, you're the one talking big game, bro. Yeah, like, yeah, start
yeah.
back at it.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, fine, bet. And I go, you put it in writing. I, Bilal, will let Jaden shave my beard.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've got the text message and I will make sure it goes all over social media. So I do that and I call him, because he's Muslim, like I call him my little altar boy.
Yep.
So every time before a fight, if I'm not there, I'll message him and say, Jesus is with you.
Jesus. And how good's that though? It's like yes, it's their religion and stuff like that, but it's a fucking joke. We're taking the piss out of you.
Like,
and people can't get over that. You can fuck off. Yeah. That's my opinion. But like, it's a joke.
Yeah, so
it's,
I tell him, I go, Jesus is with you, my friend. Yeah. Like, and he goes, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
And he goes, I can't wait. Because he can't give, like, the way the martial arts gym is, it's like you got your hierarchy. So at this point in time, I've got a record he hasn't beaten. So until he beats my record, correct. He can't give me shit.
Yeah.
So I can give him shit until then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what I tell him, I go, you'll never be as good as me. And I, for one reason. He goes, why? And I go, because you'll never get pork on your fork. So he's my little alter. And then that's the other thing with the loss. So because if he shaves, that's where the altar boy comes in. Trying to look like a little altar boy. Like gets touched by the priest.
That's still a touchy subject.
But that's the inside joke. So I tell him, I go, if you lose, you got to train the next week dressed as an altar boy with a shaved beard.
It's banter, isn't it? That's what makes it. It's the banter.
He hasn't lost.
Well, that's it.
He's still going.
He's still going. He's still going.
That's the guy.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Still shit, though, till he eats pork.
So you were showing me a couple of videos there before too on the Brophies. So you've done a bit of boxing at Brophies.
I did Brophies, man. So I used to work in Mount Isa, and then I never heard of Brophies before because I'm from Victoria.
Yeah.
And then they were telling me about this Mount Isa rodeo.
Yeah.
That this boxing thing came.
Yeah.
Like, this was 12 months, so I just missed it when I started. So I had to wait from the November to the next August.
Right.
So I waited all.
So you heard all about it.
That whole time, I was like, man, you wait for that day. Yep. And everyone was like, oh, I'll fight you in there. You're nothing, blah, blah, blah. And then I actually ended up getting into Brophies.
Yep.
I actually got on the team.
Yep.
So I was like.
On Team Brophy.
Yeah, I was on Team Brophy. Two little cowboy dudes from Mount Isa. I thought they were tough as nails. I took the piss.
Seen the videos, mate. You fucking there was a couple there you actually humiliated doing the fucking just ducking and diving and dancing.
Yeah, it's like, well, it's the same.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And the big swing, no ding.
Yeah,
but you got to enjoy it.
Mate, you look like you were enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. I took the piss out of him. That's like with fighting. I tell all the boys that back in Victoria, I go, training's the hard part. Train hard, fight easy. So you get so once you train, training should be hard as fuck. Your mates that you train with should be beating the fuck out of you. You should be trying to knock each other out. So when the fight time comes, it's just a piece of piss.
Yeah.
Like it's like my boys have trained me for this.
Yeah.
But I said, look at it in the fact that it's like you get to embarrass this man in front of his friends and family, his girlfriend, and whatnot. It's like, that's how you got to look at it. It's in the alpha sense, it's I'm going to alpha you to the point where I have embarrassed you in front of all your friends. I've got your mum out in the crowd going, oh, no, your mama. And then you blow his girlfriend a kiss on the way past. Saying, who you're with.
So trying to just get them fucking cranky.
No, but that's the mentality you've got to have. Yeah. It's that higher alpha sport.
Yeah.
It's combat.
Do you find the more cranky someone gets when you're actually boxing because you're fucking...
No, you can't. You can't get angry in the ring.
Yeah,
you
have to be calm. That's what they get and then you just own them.
I was an asshole, apparently.
Allegedly.
So when you had weigh-ins, everyone shook hands at the weigh-in. It's like, have a good fight, mate. It's like, fuck off, man. What do you mean to have a good fight? I want you to have a terrible fight, dude. I'm looking at you like you punched my mum in the face or something.
Yeah.
And then I remember that Turkish bloke I mentioned from Sydney, he went to shake my hand, but I always stood with my hands behind my back.
Yep.
It's like, I'm not shaking your hand, dude. Like, I made it clear before they even put their hand out. I ain't shaking your hand.
Yep.
He came at me in the ring, forehead to forehead. Like, it's like, I've already fucking won this. Like, I'm already mentally, I've mentally fucked you already. Like, you're gone. So he came out and then I sent him into next week.
Yeah.
He didn't know where he...
Yeah, you were living rent-free in his head already.
Yeah, I remember going up to him at the end of that fight. He goes, we're going to have a good fight. I go, bro, the fight's done.
He was gone.
Ref did him.
Yeah.
Did bad that day. The ref should have called it a lot early. Like there was a...
We're going to have a good fight. Nah, fuck that. It's already sailed, bros.
It's already done, mate.
So there were... Yeah, but That fight career went and that ship sailed. I went back after that thing with the coach, went back, yep. Patched shit up. I was training with all my – Bananas were the ones that I was
yep.
training with at the time. Went back, had one more. I won the Victorian boxing title. And then body was falling apart. And I was like, bro, I go, I can't keep going. I'm working full time and
yep. yeah.
trying to train like I used to. I go, yeah. I can't.
Yeah.
I've lost my conditioning to it. So I had a torn shoulder that I had to get surgery on.
Oh, so okay.
After that fight, I just went, I'm done. But he made me promise, you're done.
Yeah.
So that was... Yep.
So not like Conor McGregor and the comebacks?
No, yeah. no.
No comebacks?
I made a promise.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not allowed, because he knows what I'm like. I'll fight till I'm 60.
Yeah.
Like, I've just got that mentality. I just don't care, yeah. but my body will fall apart.
Yeah, way. Right.
I'll keep going till I get irreversible damage.
Yeah.
Because you get like punch drunk. You know, people that have fought for a long time, yep. they slur their words now. It's like they're drunk, but then they're not drunk.
That's me on a Friday.
So was the Brophy Sings after the Victorian title? Or?
Yeah.
I thought so, yeah.
I finished my apprenticeship. So I was the third year after the Victorian title. I then, during that time, in my last year of my apprenticeship, I met my now wife. When we first met, she always told me, I'm moving to Queensland. And I said, when we got serious, I was yep. like, I need to wait till I finish my apprenticeship. Then I can go. I'm not going to stop 6 months yep. before the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Try to get another one.
Yeah.
To continue it up here.
Yeah.
So I was just like, let me wait. Let me finish it.
Yeah.
I'll come with you. It's a trade. I can work anywhere.
Yeah.
And then I got into the mines just as I finished. So it didn't matter what state I lived in. I'd just fly to work.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then, so August 2023, I moved up here. So that was a terrible drive.
Big drive.
Straight up the guts.
Did you go through Forbes?
No idea.
No. It's just fucking drive.
I remember Dubbo.
Dubbo. Yeah, you would have went. If you went through Dubbo, you would have went through Forbes. That's my original hometown, so in there. So.
Gundy or whatever they call it. Gundawindi.
Gundawindi. Yeah.
Fuck.
Right on the border.
Man, we stayed at this caravan park just for one night on the way up. Man, they're fucking backwards people. Fuck, man. Like... Yeah.
Shout out to anyone from Dubbo or Gundawindi.
I don't remember where it was. It was somewhere along that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was special.
So married now, got a kid, London.
London. His name is. Yep. 15, 16 months.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
So little.
So starting to train him, put some gloves on. Will you let him fight?
Shit life.
Like you said, mate. Like I see sort of glamour, glitz, and all the fucking all the.
It's not.
The tint, but then
it's
you
not.
Sort of you
it's not.
Dress it up, and
nah,
and then like, the depression at the end, like when you fucking don't win, and
it's so
a lot of pressure.
The glams as a single dude, it's like you get attention from girls. You're some fighter. You got some sort of name locally. Blah. But fuck, I went on dates with some dumb chicks. Holy hell! Like you just attract. Like you see how. What's the word? Like empty. I don't know how to put it. It's like people that, because you got a name of some sort, people that didn't even, like say if you walked past girls in high school, they walked past you.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have even known they walked past a living human.
Yeah.
Living
yeah.
now. Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, he's got a name. It's like, oh, yeah. I used to get messages on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Good to see you doing so well. We should catch up.
Yeah.
It's like,
mate. Yeah.
At the time, it's like, I want to text you and say, fuck off. Like, but you have to be polite because you're in the some sort of public eye.
Yeah.
So there's positives. But the life I got now is so much better.
Like,
I've lived it. I was successful in some degree. I could have made it further.
Yeah.
But the pressure got to me.
Yeah.
I then, when I collapsed in that, at 27, I could have gone down another bad road. I went, nah. I got another apprenticeship.
Yep.
Now I'm a tradesman. And then I met my now wife towards the end of that. I now have a son.
Yep.
We're now building our first home.
Yeah, well done.
So that's ready end of next month.
Yep.
Mid next month, hopefully. Just so everything's,
everything's moving in the way you want it to. So yeah.
But
and
it's like
the power of manifestation.
But if you look back from 33 to 17 in that time, it's like what a fucking roller coaster.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like I went from dropkick, professional athlete, tradesman. Now I'm a dad.
Yeah.
Like it's. But I've lived. Like yeah, 100%. People that are 40, 50 years old.
The experiences through that time frame is and phenomenal.
I regret none of it because I've learned I am who I am today.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's been 13, coming on 13 years this October since my addiction.
Yep.
Am I sober and clean? No. Like I've done it once.
Yep.
Once or twice in that time. When I was 27, during that fallout, I ran back to it once.
Yeah.
Like a fat kid runs to cake.
Yeah.
And then I've stupidly done it another time in that. But it's like, I don't look at it like, I've done cocaine, I've done, I've lived, like whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm no angel.
Yeah.
I'm 13 years free of addiction.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. Am I 13 years sober? No.
Yeah.
Because you've got this stuff as well.
Yeah.
In my opinion, this is the legal drug.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I view it. Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Yep.
So that's just legal.
Yep.
And if you look at statistics, more people have died, more people are harmed, domestic violence and whatnot to alcohol.
Yep.
So yes, I've done, as you'd say, the bad thing here and there.
But you've walked out the other side, mate, and a fucking a better person.
Yeah, so I'm not sober. I'm 13 years clean of addiction.
Yep.
I'm not 13 sober.
Yeah.
But I can happily say when I get on my deathbed, whether it be tomorrow because my wife knocks me off or I go, you breathe the wrong way while you're asleep.
dead to
me. Nah, bless her. But like at the end of my life and I go, have I lived? And I go, I've lived.
Yeah.
Like I've done shit things. It's okay to make, I look at things, it's okay to make mistakes.
Yeah.
You learn by them. So I've got...
It's when you don't learn by your mistakes, that's the fucking problem. So you make a mistake and you make another one over and over and over. Well, yeah.
And you're stupid.
Yeah.
But it's like now I've got, from nothing, from having nothing, I've now got a professional career behind me.
Yeah.
I've now got a trade certificate. I've also spent, I've got all the high risk licenses.
Yep.
I've got a diploma that I've spent $7,000 on. So I've got an international welding inspector's diploma.
Yep.
It's just, I don't stop. It's no matter how low you get in life, just fucking keep going. Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah. Like,
and that's it, mate. We do talk a bit about it. It's men's mental health on the show a bit.
100%. So,
and that's a perfect thing. Like, keep yourself busy. Ours is get out of your head and get into the shed. And that's where I find I'm a better person.
Yeah, definitely.
If I'm actually doing something. If I sit down in front of the TV or fucking, I just get depressed. So, get out of your head, get into the shed and fucking and do stuff. So
100%. It's ticking off those things that you want in life and doing, like I've always got a to-do list. And whether it's just a chore list or a wish list or whatever it is, you're ticking these off as you're going along. Yep. We only spoke about this last night. We've got a few things that we want to try and achieve before the end of the year. And it's like, I don't want to get to the end of the year and not have those experiences or things done.
But
set yourself goals.
You've got to have goals. You've got to have goals. If you don't set, you're not going to actually move anywhere forward. Yep. If you've got goals and you've made little leaps along the way and you haven't quite reached it, it's just how it is. But as long as you make an effort.
Yeah, and also with your life experiences, I mean, what a fantastic tool to have in your arsenal tool belt for your young fella for London coming up.
I don't have to worry about him.
He's coaching him in life.
Oh yeah, no, he's got his mother.
You certainly set yourself up to become a very awesome parent in a way because you've been through a lot of things.
Oh, I struggled with that. Like, I'm still learning. Like,
oh, mate, you were going to learn fucking heaps.
Yeah, like, patience with it. Like, it's like trying to have it because I'm so routine orientated.
Yeah.
It's trying to give up my routine to then you've got a family now.
Yeah.
So trying to balance that. I've struggled. I'm getting better.
Yeah.
But I've struggled. At the start, I struggled. It's like, you got a son now. That's just how it is.
Yeah. Once he gets like 2 and 3 and actually doing some active stuff, 18 months, did you say?
16.
16, yeah. So, very young. But when they start running around and doing things and looking up and seeing, oh, dad's doing that, I'm gonna start doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's gonna be your little buddy. So.
Oh, he already is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's more and more.
He's a little devil. It's like he's your the missus, the wife's like he is your son. He's like you, but deep down I'm sitting there going, oh, we're fucked.
He's got a fucking long road here.
Oh yeah.
That's good. But, that's good,
mate. Well, that's we're probably gonna wind it up, mate. Unless you got anything else you want to sort of bring up. But mate, fucking thanks for coming down. Great to have a beer with you. We haven't had a beer yet. So.
Great time. Great to meet you, Jade.
Likewise.
Yep. And no doubt, bloody, you know, yeah. Like Barney just said, men's mental health is a good thing. That's what we're trying to, you know, get around it at the moment. Well, always. And it's just good to tell everyone's story. Everyone's got a story. Everyone's got experiences. And yours has been a cracker.
Yeah.
I've just been sitting here taking it all in, and it's just phenomenal what you've achieved, and I'm just like, wow, that's cool.
It's not over. You just got to keep.
No, nah, mate.
I always look for what's next. I go, I don't let people like, oh, you got to have patience. Fuck no.
No, you got to go after it. You got to fucking get it.
Like, get out, like, get in oh, it. Like, say at work, I push. I'm like, give me work. Yeah. Let me do whatever I got to do. Like,
don't let him sit in the corner and rot.
Nah, man, fuck that. Life's too short to wait.
Have you got anything that that's one of the questions we used to do. Has anyone ever told you?
What's the best advice? Yeah. So, someone that's given you the best bit of advice that stuck to you, that you live by,
or maybe it's a bit of advice that you also pass on to someone as well.
It's okay. My coach. Yeah, it's okay to make mistakes as long as you learn from it.
Yeah.
Like
there it is.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Remember, as long as you. Yeah, it's okay to make mistakes.
It is.
Like, yeah,
that's how you learn.
That's it.
That's like, how you learn. Just don't make them two or three times. When you're doing fucking six times in a row, then fucking something's not fucking working.
No, then that's just stupidity. Yeah. Like if you're repeating.
Yeah.
If you make a mistake and it was wrong, yes, like whatever the intensity of it being wrong, there is a line.
Yeah.
But you do something wrong.
Yeah.
Learn by it. Let's just hope you get away from you get away with it.
Yeah.
Like,
is there someone in particular that throughout, you know, your life that you've just gone far out? I'm glad that person was in my life. That
Your mum.
Yeah. Oh, my mummy's boy through and through.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I'm mummy's boy.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. Oh, bro. That's nice. That's good.
Like I remember that day with the hammer. I remember being in the back of the cop car saying, do you guys care? I got to call my mum and tell her where I'm going. I remember that. I was in the back of the cop car.
She's been your rock.
Yeah.
Without my, I'd be dead.
Yeah.
I'd be dead or in prison without my mum.
Yeah.
I'd be on the street or, because like I said, I was financially supported as a kid.
Yeah.
Luckily.
Yeah.
A lot of kids aren't. They've got it a lot tougher than I had it.
Yeah.
I escaped. It's like I teetered on that.
Yeah.
Never come back line or like
is there someone in your life is there someone that you used to look up to that you've never met? Maybe it was an idol or an icon or a Bruce Lee or you know, was there someone you always went, oh man, I'd want to be that type of person?
No.
Or I'd like to meet that person? No,
not that I know of. I'm my own person.
Yeah.
So you got what's it called? Say if you go back on that religious path, it's like people are like, oh, you need God, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, I need me. That's in my, like everyone's got the right to believe in what they want.
Yeah.
But my thing is I am the creator of my own life.
That's it.
My decisions determine what tomorrow
is. It's a bit like our intro song with
No One's Dog. Coming to Save You.
No.
You're going to have to do this yourself.
I want to thank me. That's our intro.
I am my own creator in my life. Yep. Like, so if I fuck up, I bear the consequence.
Yeah.
If I do something good, I reap the reward.
Yep.
So it's me who...
Yeah. If there was someone you could sit down and have a dinner with or a yarn with, is there anyone that...
That comes to mind. I never thought of it.
Yeah.
So when I was fighting, everyone was like, oh, have you watched so-and-so? Do you know so-and-so? I'm like, nah, I don't care.
Yeah.
I cared about three people. I cared about myself.
Yep.
My coach and whatever he told me.
Yeah.
And the bloke I was fighting.
Yeah, right.
The only three people I cared about.
Yep.
Who else mattered at the
time?
Yeah.
That's how now it's just my family. It's like I'll kill for my family. Nothing else matters apart from my family. So
while we're on the guest questions, then we'll fuck it because yours haven't sort of triggered anything. Zombie apocalypse.
Oh, okay. Bro.
So, no, you do. You got three items from the kitchen. Yeah. In the third drawer down, what are you grabbing? How are you going to use them?
Fuck.
Third drawer. Is that tea towels?
Yeah, that's bro. That's glad wrap tea towels.
Yeah, fucking. Dude, isn't the second drawer?
Isn't the second drawer with all the funky stuff?
You can have second drawer or fourth drawer.
Fourth drawer because
our second drawer and fourth drawer of SWAT because of this.
The young fella.
Nah, he loves playing with the spatulas and shit. So we put everything at the bottom. So now.
So he can play with them.
You can play with them. Yeah. So now there's no knives in there. Yeah. It's just your spatulas and your whisks and shit. Yeah. But
right, three items out of that fourth drawer.
Am I by myself?
Well, yeah. You got zombies coming at you.
Fuck.
They're already knocking at the door.
They're not knocking. They're coming in.
Fuck, wooden spoon, man. That's
wooden spoon?
One. Yeah, bro. Have you ever had your mum smash their ass?
You know they shatter?
And our camera just went off too.
Bugger. Yeah. You know those wooden spoons shatter, eh?
Yeah, only because you were a naughty fuck.
No, I threw one at the ground once and I was getting cranky at my kids. And I just threw it at the tiles. And fucking thing just splintered into 1,000 pieces. I'm like, wow.
No, I had
And then they can stab them. So that's vampires though, so.
Yeah, wooden stake.
Yeah. Mate, this is going fucking nowhere. I'm going to sign out. Fucking see you.
Thanks, man. Have a good one, eh? Woohoo! We're out.
Zombies. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes in, but I couldn't care less. I refuse to feel stressed. There's no fear in my chest. Hit a pool with my steps. Walk away from the pain I've been through. This feeling of pain is brand new. The moment I break through.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.